The Winter Olympic Games are still more than 3 weeks away, but for Americans, the figure skating competition begins today at the U.S. National Figure Skating Championships. The event doubles as the Olympic trials, which means those who do well will be heading to Vancouver. USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan is here to talk about it. Hi, Christine.
Hi, Steve.
Normally, we would focus on women's figure skating. That's the marquee event, but not this time around if you favor Americans, right?
Well, that's correct. For the first time since 1964, the odds are that U.S. women will not win a medal at the Olympic Games.
Not even a bronze, nothing.
Well, anything's possible, but they're not favored to. The Koreans and the Japanese are the strong skaters now in women's skating. What's happened? Michelle Kwan was dominant for a dozen years. She's now almost 30 years old. Sasha Cohen's coming back. She says we haven't seen her in this comeback yet. If she does, maybe she could do something. There's a couple young skaters, teenagers, who are good, but no one has risen to the top the way that Tara Lipinski, Michelle Kwan, Sarah Hughes did up to now a decade ago. There's no one to kind of fill that void. And what's interesting, Steve, 1964, you might say, well, why then?
Yeah.
What, you know, then Peggy Fleming, Dorothy Hamill, everyone came after that. In 1961, there was a tragic plane crash that wiped out the entire U.S. skating team on the way to the World Championships. So they had to rebuild from that point. But it's pretty sad that the U.S. might not do anything at this Olympics in women's skating, and it will be almost a half a century since that's happened.
You said there are some very young skaters, so maybe at best it's a transitional period right now.
Well, it is. And Rachel Flatt, for example, who's 17, there's Ashley Wagner, who's 18. There are young skaters who think they can get in there. If they skate clean at the Olympics without any falling, sure, they could sneak in for a bronze, but at this point, it's not seen as likely.
What about the men?
Well, the men are fascinating. Evan Lysacek is the reigning world champion, and he is favored to win the national title and go into the Olympics as a favorite for a medal, potentially even the gold medal. And if Lysacek were to win the gold, it would be the first time since 1988, Brian Boitano, that an American man wins the gold medal. So that would be a great achievement. And I'm sure you're asking, what about that guy, Johnny Weir?
I was about to ask that, as a matter of fact. Yes.
Well, Johnny Weir, who a fascinating character, he wore the Russia jacket when he was, you know, representing the U.S. at the 2006 Olympics. Three-time national champ, fell on hard times, fifth place last year. And but if anything, it's interesting to see him fight for something after having a great run, being very talented in his early 20s. And I think he'll make the U.S. team because he saw what it was like to not have a title, and he missed it.
Is it true that the men, while being very skilled, are taking fewer risks than they were a few years ago?
Absolutely. Remember, even, 8 years ago, there was all this talk about the quad. There was a guy named Tim Gable, listeners may remember, who actually did three quads in one program, the long program.
Quadruple jump?
Quadruple, yeah. Four revolutions in the air. And it's exciting, and it's pushing the sport, pushing the envelope, like most sports do. You want to get better, technically. Mm-hmm. Figure skating's going the other direction. The new scoring system, which was put in because of the scandal in Salt Lake in 2002, and that was where the French and the Russians were trading votes and trying to have their skaters win, and that caused a lot of reform in the judging system. Now what's happened is the men are actually pulling back the risk-reward. Frankly, the point system is such that you can do a triple axel and then add a triple toe loop, and that's more points than a quad. So figure skating, as one coach told me, Steve, is actually going backwards, and that's unfortunate.
And what do the skaters think about that?
Well, they're playing it safe because they want to make the Olympic team. And I think that's, as I said, it's unfortunate because as a sport, I think you want to see people go for the home run, and now they're kind of going for the single and then trying to steal second.
Christine, thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve.
Christine Brennan of USA Today.